Jeff Sessions, in U.S. Senate, I Will Stand Up to Woke Mob. By Robert Krajicek on July 10, 2020. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions told Breitbart News Daily ahead of the Republican primary runoff election next Tuesday he will stand up to the woke mob if re-elected to the U.S. Senate. Offering his remarks on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe on Friday. His opponent is Tommy Tuberville, a former college football coach and current member of ESPN's broadcast staff. Alabamans are increasingly aware of Sessions' conservative bona fides, Sessions said. I'm a rock-solid, trustworthy Republican conservative. A Trumpian MAGA-type conservative who stands up for the values of the average working American. As well as our constitutional heritage of law and order. And standing up to the woke mob and the cultural attacks that we have in this country. Protecting our borders, and protecting our American industry against unfair competition. So those things are pretty clear. We are establishing that people know I have been true on those things. Sessions added, I never sold out. Listen. Sessions questioned Tuberville's dependability as a conservative. He said, we're getting people to ask, who is Tommy Tuberville? He runs tough ads on TV, standing strong or in a weight room somewhere, but he's never evidenced any convictions. He never even said he was Republican before age 65 when he decided to run for office. He's never contributed to a Republican candidate. He's never said he's a conservative or made any conservative speeches. Sessions noted Tuberville's reception of political support from non-MAGA organizations. Tuberville has gotten support from some of the big money, non-MAGA, non-Trumpian sources that have really put him on TV, Sessions stated. He added, there's a big national pack that is steadfastly opposed to Donald Trump, which definitely is not MAGA in its agenda, and that pack is pouring money into Tuberville's campaign. The Tuberville campaign hired Rob Jessimer, a partner with campaign consulting firm FP1 Strategies and campaign manager for FWD.us, a left-wing lobbying group focused on immigration founded by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. FWD.us is the center of the Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, pro-amnesty, pro-immigration, pro-sanctuary cities, agenda. It opposed President Trump's reduction of working immigration during this pandemic unemployment period, Sessions stated. Rob Jessimer is still working with FWD.us. Political forces targeting elected officials in Washington, D.C. are predominantly left-wing, noted Sessions. Open Secrets reported, Tuberville has gotten the support of the National Association for Gun Rights and the Club for Growth, and is receiving more support from outside groups such as Super PACs, which have spent more than $550,000 to help him. On the other hand, Sessions has received no outside support, only opposition. Outside groups have spent nearly $110,000 opposing his candidacy. Club for Growth Action is Tuberville's largest backer, having spent nearly $400,000 to support the former coach, with roughly an additional $695,000 spent opposing Byrne in the first round of voting. The organization has spent over $12 million backing conservatives it believes will advocate for a free market economy and limited government. Sessions remarked, if you go to Washington without firmly convicted conservative policies, you're going to be moved to the left. It just happens. All the forces are against you. The media, even the Republican establishment, can move you to the left. They say, that's not reasonable. You've got to calm down. Sessions continued, when the going gets tough, you're going to be able to stand up for what you believe, and be able to articulate that. If you don't, they'll run you over. Democrats and the broader left intend to extend amnesty and extend citizenship to tens of millions of illegal immigrants, observed Sessions, describing amnesty as a magnet for further illegal immigration. Amnesty is what Democrats have always fought for. Amnesty for 11 million people, Sessions stated. Make them citizens, let them vote for the Democrats, is their theory, and then fake the idea that we would end the illegality. But if you can give another amnesty and we do not end the illegal immigration, it will just be a magnet for another amnesty. Sessions concluded, we need many more people like Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton. They need to be helped. They are on the right side. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.